Chodesh Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Tet in Avimetzia Perek Azahav, fourth perek, and we're up to. Actually, we've already begun Nun Tet. We got all the way up to Marzutra Bartuvia, which is one third of the way down. Nama Marzutra Bartuvia Marav, Armila Omer of Chana Bar Bizon, Rav Shimon Chasida, Armila Omer of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yesterday, we spoke about the union of Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Berabim and the way that it's similar to Ritzicha, and that's what they're very makbid on when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. But here, they learn that it's actually, and this is said in the name of Shimei Achari, and Tosus learns this means Mamish La Alocha, that Noach Lo La Adam, so if you have a choice of being burnt alive in a Kivshana Esh and causing someone embarrassment, then it's more reasonable for a person to actually be burned alive. Because we find that it says, he mutseit, Tos points out that the word mutseit is written without an olive, which means she's about to be lit. Matzata. See, he mutseit. So at the very last moment, I mean, there she is about to be burned up, and then she still doesn't say who got her pregnant. And then she says to him, look, you decide. And so forth. So that means that basically she left it up to him. And what if he wouldn't have acknowledged it? So then she wasn't going to be the one to say. If he'll say it on his own, fine, then it won't be as embarrassing. Omer of Chanana Barei, the Rav Idi, my dechtiv, velo tonu ish et amito. That word amito, it can be understood as im she'et, the one who is with you. So im she'itcha b'torah b'mitzvot, al toneu. Somebody that is part of your world, in Torah, mitzvot, you must be careful not to be ma'anehim. Omar Rav le'olam yehe adam zahir bo'na'at ishto. Be most careful not to cause pain to your wife with her vulnerability. It's so easy to cause her pain. So the payment in the Shamayim that you should be punished for what you did to her is very close. We know that from the time of the Churban HaBayit, Tefillah no longer is able to penetrate because it says, Sotam Tefilati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has basically sealed it up. But that's the dafka, the regular tefillah. So the shar of tefillah is clothed. That's true. But nonetheless, hafapi shisharei tefillah ninalu, shisharei dema'ot lo ninalu. When it comes to the shar of dema'ot, that was never sealed. Shineamar, there it says, notice the difference. Shim'a tefillati asher, listen to my prayer. V'shavati ha'azina, let my cries go into your ears. And then it says, El Dimati al Techarash. Note the difference. Al Techarash means don't prevent yourself from responding. Don't be quiet. I mean, this is not the way Rashi and Taisus learn. I'll tell you how they learn in a minute, but I think this is the pashtus of the Gemara. Is that there we already assume that you've heard the Tevilah. Now the question is how you're going to react to the Tevilah. The first parts of the Pasuk are talking about Tevilah, Za'aka, please listen. But here, there's no please listen because there was no shahr to be closed in front of it. I think that's the simple meaning. But Tosus learns that it's because the change in language appears to be more of a statement rather than a request. So by tefillah, you're begging that it be done. And by al techarash, it's as if you're saying that's the way it will be. That's Tosus's pshat. Whereas Rash learns al techarash can be understood as this is something that I'm not saying to you in a way of tza'aka. In other words, where I'm talking about please do this, please do that, but this is not, where's the please do this? It's just, that's the way it's going to be. Okay. V'yomarav, kol ha'olech batzat ishto nofel b'geinam. Next time your wife tells you, you know, shma v'kola. I get that all the time. Shema v'kola, if you're supposed to listen to her voice, right?
My wife's favorite person.
Yeah, mine too. So
she's sour, and I love her.
It's worse than that.
She wanted to put it on the invitation.
No, it's worse than that. Rashi says that. I mean, that's the Medrash. So Shema B'kola, by definition, means, and this he says the Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk, L'kol Ruach HaKodesh Haba. Don't listen to her voice. Listen to the voice of Ruach HaKodesh that speaks from within Sarah. That's the raya that she had already in the Viyut. Anyway, but how do we see that someone who listens to his wife ends up falling into hell? Shenemar Rak lo hayaka achav asher hitmaker lasot hara, and then it says asher hayisata oto yizevel ishto. You see, that's it's calling the entire story of achav a fault of yizevel.
It's a korah.
Yeah, but here it's beferish. Omalei Rav Papa Abaye, isn't there a saying, Va'amri Inch, don't people say, this is quite incredible, we're bringing a raya from a pasuk, and he's saying, but don't people say, good, so they say. It never occurs to the Gemara to say, good, so they say. Obviously they know what they're saying. There's no such thing as the common wisdom of humanity being idiotic. So if people say, Itetcha gutza, gachin v'techoshla, if your wife is a midget, a dwarf, bend down and speak to her. But talk it over. Doesn't matter what she is. So what are you telling me that you shouldn't listen to your wife? Does anyone? Lo kasha, like we just asked for a brayta. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha from what people say. If you're talking about things about the bayit, she's responsible for that. So those are the small things in life, you know. What school the kids are going to go to, things like that, how much money you're going to spend. But, I mean, merely the important things in life, that don't listen to her, you know, whether to invade Iraq and things like that. I mean, you shouldn't listen to her.
I've just had a conversation with my kids. This exact conversation.
Yeah. That's what happens when you start attending the Daf Yomi. Your thoughts are all in tune with the Gemara of it. Lishna Achrina, another Lashon has it depends. Oh, b'milei d'shmaya. So when it comes to inyanim that are nogea, your bayit, even your bayit, but in terms of issues that have to do with your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't listen to her. Oh, b'milei d'alma, the other things, what furniture to buy, and so on and so forth, those things, listen to your wife. Om Rav Chista Kola Sha'arim Ninalim Chutz Mishare Ona'ah. You think that it's only the lashon of sharei dim'ah, that the fact that a person is very mitztayer, but the truth is that ona'ah, which we explained, is the issue of pain that comes out of your own vulnerability. So over there, that penetrates really even deeper. Shenema hinei Hashem nitzav al chomat anach uviyado anach. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing on a wall that is plumbed and is holding a plumb line in his hand. So in other words, that concept of plumbing, it's interesting, in English we do the same thing. The plumb, we say, is also the plumbing, you plumb to the depths, because this is absolutely straight. You just drop it, and it goes exactly where it needs to go to draw a straight line on the wall. So that means absolute din, that which is a violation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that, it's a lashon, you'll notice, anach has in it, the ona'ah. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there on a wall, and that's what he's measuring. Where are you off of the true in terms of treating this person like a human being? Instead, you're taking advantage. Taking advantage is move exactly the same as ona'ah mamon. You're moving a line off of true. And you may have a little bit of leeway when it comes to money. That's the difference between ona'ah pachot b'chdei ona'ah. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits there, and if there's any violation of that, that's what he's listening for. And that's where he stands. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Nifra Bidei Shliach. Not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu has many agents to pay people back for what they've done. But the one thing he takes care of himself is Ona'ah. Chutz mi Ona'ah Shema Ubiyado Anach. It's in his hand to handle Anach. Om Rebbe Avu Shlosha In Hapargod Ninal Bifnehem. There are three sins that a Kadosh Baruch Hu never hides from. Sometimes you just want to sweep things under the carpet. But God's like that also. It's just too hard of a world to look at. But there's three things that he never hides. He's always directly in front of his face, like we say in English, in your face. And that's ona'ah, gezel, and avodah zarah. How do we know this? Ona'ah dechiv v'yado anah. He sits there. He's standing on a chomat, sitting on a chomat anah. and he's waiting for that. Gezel, dechtiv, by Gezel it says also that loshon of chamas vashod yishamaba al panay tamid. It's always right in front of me. You steal, take advantage of people, even if you pay. That's al panay tamid. Avodah zara dechtiv va'ama machisim oti al panay, in my face, tamid. So there's never a time in which it's not in my face. I want to talk about vulnerabilities in your home. Make sure there's always food in your house. The reason that you have all of these fights in a home, it's always over money. The one who gives peace in your home, in your boundaries, it's because there's plenty of feeling of all my needs are taken care of. Omrif Papa, I know the Amri Inshi. This is what the common saying is. Kimishlam sare mikada. When the sugar runs out of the sugar bowl. Nakishviati tigra babaveta. You could already hear divorce knocking on the door. So that's when the fight begins. So keep your food stash full. Keep the pantry full. Vomrif Chinina bar Papa. Leolam ye adam zayir betvua betoch beto. Shalom nikru Yisrael dalim elalaskeitvua. The thing that defined Klal Yisrael as being in a state of sheer and absolute dalut, so that they're now viewed as hopelessly poor. It's tvua, shenema. Because when we have the description of what happened in the Sefer Shoftim, of all of the continued attacks on Yisrael, so it says, v'aya, im zara Yisrael, v'ala Midyan, v'amalek, and so on and so forth. And then, v'aya chanu alem, v'aya shchitu at yivul haaretz. They destroyed the fields. And then it says, v'ayida, even though it mentions over there, lo yashiru michya v'Yisrael, v'seh, v'shor, v'chamor. It's talking about everything. But it closes there with Vayidal Yisrael Ma'od Mipnei Midyan, which was V'davahaya Im Zara Yisrael. Zara Yisrael. So you see the Vayidal Ma'od is because of what it was that Midyan had done in burning the fields of Yisrael or destroying the Yevul Haaretz. Omar Rabbi Chelbay Le'aylam Yehi Adam Zahir B'chvod Ishto. It's not only to be Zahir in terms of listening to your wife, or in terms of not causing pain to your wife, but actually seeing to her honor. Because again, she's vulnerable. That's why the Gemara says in Chulin that a person should be more makbid on kvod ishto yoter mikvodo, kabid ishto yoter migufo. Because after all, says the Gemara, he's tali, b'mishamar v'aya olam, and she nebach is tuluya on you. So how would you like to be dependent on you? That would be awful. So Mimela, there's a vulnerability, but it's the same idea, and I'm saying that's what the Gemara is saying. It's tzlut. The Gemara actually uses that lashon there. So any sense of dependency is vulnerability must be addressed. So it fits directly into the sugya. She'in bracha mitzuya b'toch beto shel adam ela b'shvil ishto. The only reason that your house can grow to overflowing is because of your wife. She'amru la'avram etiv ba'avura. Ma'inu de'armu lo rava levnei b'chuzo rava, who knew perfectly well that b'nei b'chuzo thought of nothing but money, as he mentioned many times. O kiru l'nashaychu ki hecha detitatro. Take good care of your wife so that you should get rich. Oh, that spoke to them all. T'nan hata. It doesn't say it's the only factor. Tznanata. Now we have a maysa, which at the end of this maysa, we see the extent of vulnerability that it really doesn't have anything to do with what your kavana is, even when we're talking about ona'a. It's just a reality. This was the famous maysa of Tanur Shel Hachanai. So that what happened was, there was a tremendous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as to what the halacha is of a kifshan. Normally, a tanur, the way you make a tanur is that you put a open on, well, it looks like the top, but it'll end up being the bottom, an open on the top cheres container, the tzeretanur, put in the kiln, take it out, turn it upside down now, and you can, you leave an opening on, a small opening on the other side, and you put teat on the ground and you connect it to the ground. So that's considered to be a typical tanur, and that now has halacha of Kabbalah's tumah of a tanur. But how about if you make it in pieces? Cut it after it's machlokas, what we're talking about is actually baked in pieces, or you cut it afterwards in pieces, and you put those pieces now together, not the way you normally would with teat, you put it together with chol. Another question is, has it lost its din of being a kli cheres, because chol is not cheres, or not? Do we say, since it's functional, it's considered to be now a kli. There's a lot of issues that are involved. It's a very chomor sugya in kelim. But in any event, what's important to us is that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. So Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, the Chachamim mitamim. And this is the famous Tanur shel Achnai. V'zeo Tanur shel Achnai, when we call it an Achnai, why do we call it an Achnai, which is a python, a big snake? Because they didn't take any kind of compromise in their relationship to Rabbi Eliezer in this. He was arguing about it. They refused, even though it was the Gadol Hador, they refused to accept his arguments. Surrounded him, as this is the way the Gaonim read, that it surrounded him, not the Tanur itself. Obviously, it could also be a remnant of the Tanur, in that it's shaped like an Achna. And they were metame, this Tanur. On that day, Rabbi Eliezer brought all of the proofs in the world that he was right. Low key blew him in, and they wouldn't listen to him. So he said to them, look, I can't take it anymore. Let the carob tree prove that I'm right. He can't talk sense to you. The charuv changed its location. So they said, a big deal. What does that have to do with the price of eggs in China? What kind of proof is that? That the carob tree is supposed to be a proof. Go talk to carob tree. Okay, so Torah is Mayim. Go take a look at the water. The water started flowing backwards in the Amatamayim to show that their entire vision is backwards. So Chazru Amatamayim L'Achoreihem. A nice demonstration, but Ein Mevim Raya Me'amatamayim. What does that have to do with the argument? This whole place should collapse on you all. This is the kind of terror we have in our Beis HaMedrash. Nonsense and idiocies said by people who think they know what they're talking about. So the walls started to fall. So they started to bend and to collapse. Ga'arbem Rabbi Yoshua, the Rabbi Yoshua rebuked them. He said to them, what the heck is it? You're business. What are you doing here? Keep out of this. There's supposed to be an environment. So lo naflu, they couldn't fall anymore. So they couldn't fall because Rabbi Yoshua, it was his covet, but they couldn't go back up because that would have been insulting to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the way they are till today. You'll notice that Beit HaMidrash is sitting there like it's about to collapse. And it's Adayom, it's still there. Adayin Matim Omdim. So then he said, okay, fine. No argument's good enough. There's only one recourse. God! So then let the Shamayim prove that I'm right. And so a voice comes out for the Shamayim. Yatzta bat kova amra, said to Rabbi Yoshua, the same Lashon that he had said to the walls. What's your business over here? You shouldn't even be talking to Rabbi Eliezer. Malachim etzol Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha kabotu b'chom akom. He's always right. You guys are crazy. What kind of putz to argue with him? Amad Rabbi Yoshua raglaz. Rabbi Yoshua stood up and said, I'm really sorry about this, but lo b'shamayim. We don't pay attention to voices from the sky. Meaning, my lo b'shamayim, Om Rabbi Yirmiya, he was saying, look, it's too late for you, God. Kvar nitna Torah mi'har Sinai. The Torah was given on our Sinai. Ponim al ponim. What are we going to start listening to heavenly voices? Next thing you know, the heavenly voices can have us believing in some Rebbe. Say, ein anu mashgichim bebatko. Shekvar katavta b'har Sinai. But Torah, you wrote in the Torah given on our Sinai. Acharei rabim latot. You follow the majority. What is God getting involved in the majority? Ashkechei Rabbi Natan, Eliezer Rabbi Natan, bumped into Eliyahu Hanavi while this was going on. Amalei, my Abid Kutcher Brichu Ba'ishai. What was that Kodesh Baruch Hu's response to this chutzpah? Amalei, he was laughing, he was having a ball. Kachayek, he was smiling. V'yomar, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, that's it. My kids have finally been victorious over me. Been waiting for this minute. Yes, Abedin.
It seems it's a big embarrassment.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get to. Yeah. That's why we're bringing it here.
Right, so why don't they just say you can't, there's no proof it's going to work?
Why do you
mean? Saving all the embarrassments. There's nothing you can say.
Well, that's what they were saying. The problem was that he refused to give. That's the finish in this whole story. Wait till we finish. So Omru Oto Hayom Heviu Ko Taharot Shetiyah Rebbe Eliezer V'Sorfum Be'esh. Anything that had been declared Tahor by Rebbe Eliezer because of the fact that that Tanur was Tahor, according to him. They gathered it together and burned it or anything that had been impacted by it. And not only that, but because of the fact that he refused to accept the majority ruling, nimnu alav u'barchu, they put him to chayrim. V'amru mi yelech v'yodiyo, who is going to go to inform Reb Eliezer? Does anybody have the guts to inform Reb Eliezer that he's in chayrim? Chayrim? Omar lam Rabbi Akiva, look, I'm the only one who can go. Ani yelech, because if the wrong guy goes, shema yelech adam sheino agun v'yodiyo, v'nimtza machriv et kol olam kolo. That's all we need is to get him angry. The whole world will disappear. So Ma'asar Rabbi Akiva. Lavash Chorim Rabbi Akiva did a horrifying thing. He put on a black suit. Venitatev Shechorim, he puts on a black kippah. V'yashav lefanav b'richu karba amot, and he sits there four amot away. So Rabbi Eliezer says to my God, well, something horrible must happen. Akiva, ma yomi yomai, why is today different than all the other days? Rabbi Yamin, different years. Amar lo Rebbe, ki medumeli shechaverim b'deilim imcha. I'm just getting this funny feeling that your friends are no longer so friendly. They seem to be keeping their distance. So he got the message. Afu kara begadav, so he tore his clothing. Bechalatz min alav, he can't bring a raya from here that there's a chiyuv from a nuda to be korei begadav. Because that's a question in Gemara. We didn't bring a raya from here. And, or even to that matter, to take off his shoes. Because from here you could see only that it was an expression of his own personal avilut. Not that it's a din. It was his reaction. V'nishmat v'yashav agabe karka. So he sat down on the ground. Zogu enav dmaot. So Rabbi Eliezer started to cry. At that moment, the world lost one-third of its production of olives and wheat and barley. There are those who say that even dough that was being worked on turned sour. Tana Ach, or some have the gears of Ach, Gadol Hayabo to Ayom, there was horrible, horrible din on that day. Shubachoma Kom Shinatam Goinav Reb Eliezer Nisraf. Any place that Reb Eliezer thought of that he was being affected would go up in flames. Vav Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel himself was behind this whole movement. That was his. Reb Gamliel always was very makbid that there shouldn't be any erosion of the principle of the samchut of the Beit Din HaGadol and the Inyan of Rov and the Nesiut. So Reb Gamliel was actually traveling by sea. And Amar Alav Nechshol L'Tovo, and this enormous wave whirlpool comes on the boat, it's about to be destroyed. Rabbi Eliezer been working this. Boy, I know why this is happening. It's gotta be happening because of Rabbi Eliezer. Omar al Ragalovs, he stood up. The Omar Ribono Shalom. Galuvi Adul Fanach Shalolach Vodi Asiti. I didn't do this for my own honor. Velolach Vod Beit Abba Asid. I didn't do it even for the Beit HaNesiut. Elolich Vodcha Shaloyurbu Machloket Be Israel. So all we need is to allow different shitot to evolve in which people will not accept the das of the rov. Nach hayom mizapot, so the yam immediately calmed.
He ended up having his own rebellion.
Yeah, for sure. Ima Sholem, that was the name of Rabbi Eliezer's wife, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. And she was terrified because she knew that if Rabbi Gamliel prays about this, her husband, her brother is dead. So me'ahu ma'isav eila, from that day on, lo avashavke leilu Rabbi Eliezer l'meipal al ape. She never allowed her husband to fall on his face and daven. If we shouldn't bring rayas from here, what does that mean? She stayed with him the whole day? Clearly she caused a hafsaka after the Amidah. To bring a raya from here, if you're mafsik after the Amidah, you don't see tachana. Because it has to be part of your tefillah. So that you reach a stage at the end of the tefillah where you fall on your face to cry, that indeed is what Rebbe Eliezer would have done. So then his tears would have been matzah to destroy her brother. So she didn't want that to happen. So Hu Yuma, one day, it was Rosh Chodesh. And she got confused. She thought the ichlifla bein mole lechasa. It was actually, she thought that it was a chodesh kasher, and that the day of Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be the day before, and that he's not going to say tachanun. This is very interesting. In fact, it was actually a chodesh mole. This is not Rashi, right? Which means that he did say tachanun. Of course, we don't say tachanun on either day. Right. So she thought it was the first day of the next month, so she didn't have to come to shul to bother him, because anyway on Rosh Chodesh he wouldn't say tachanun. But actually, it was the last day of, it was yesterday, in other words, the last day of the previous month. So Marsha says, you see that they didn't say, and Rashi is saying, they didn't, that they would say tachanun on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. They didn't keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
Here they're doing
Kiddush Al-Pi'ariyah. Oh, Masha says that that's because if indeed you do Kiddush Al-Pi'ariyah, so then, since they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, so there was no 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's a local kach pashut. Okay, I mean, but in any event, that's how he's throwing the sugya, not vice versa. Not that she thought that it was already post Rosh Chodesh, but it was actually the first of the month. And you avoid this whole problem. So anyway, so she got mixed up. The ichluf lo be mole lechaser. Now, others say that wasn't what happened. What happened was that Ata Anya, an Ani, came and stood at the door and needed something to eat. So she ran for a second to Afikale Rifta. She ran to get a piece of bread to bring to the Ani. She comes back in and she finds out that he's already in the middle of Tachanun. So Ashkachte the Nafal Alampe. So she said to him, get up, you murdered my brother. As she said that, they already started blowing the shofar from Rabbi Gamliel's house, and he had suddenly dropped dead. So, Mibet Rabbi Gamliel the Shachim. Omar La, so Rabbi Gamliel said to her, how did you know that your brother would die? Minoya dat. Omra Leisha, she said, Kach Mekublanu Mibet Avi Abba. I have a Kabbalah like that from my grandfather. She came from Beis Dovid. So, we darshed the pasuk before, El Dimati Al Teharash. She had that, the Kabbalah. Obviously, that was David Melech's whole life. So, Kach Mekublanu Mibet Avi Abba. Tosfos says that he doesn't see why you have to say that. Because, I mean, we had many drushes before. The Chomat Anach is it from David. So, I mean, why can't we be Sebech Anach? Maybe in a Chinami. Maybe it means the Kabbalah from the Beit Nasi. So, in any event, Kol HaSharim Ninalim, Chutz Bishare Ona'a. So I knew he was davening, nu memela, satam tfilati. But the moment that he would start to cry, so then, and he was crying because of his own vulnerability, and that's why he started to cry when he sat down on the ground. I knew that would do him in. So you see, even though klape shamaya was sufficient to tell the yam that it should be nach bizapo, that lo lechvodi asiti. So what are you angry at me for? Over here, in terms of the relationship between Rabbi Amliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that didn't help. Just in terms of the absolute, the din, in terms of the relationship, doesn't help. Yashari ona'a is indeed hopeless. Rabbi Chaim Zatzal always used to say that this was his Yom Kippur speech. He didn't bring this, but he brought a Yom Kippur. The tefila of what happened with that Chana ends up saying in her Shira that the Akara Yaldar Shiva and the Rabat Banim Umlala, which means that Penina had lost all of her children. So the Gemara darshans that Penina had been Mitzayara in order to get her to cry out the tefila, and that way she would cry, and Shari Demos anyway, well, you know, so that way her tefillah is bavur harimah, it's the first of the Torah. Because the Navi defines the acts of Penina as being kulei l'shem shamayim. Astam l'shem shamayim, the way he would say it. Can you imagine what it took out of her to act that way? The horrific things that she would say, just to get her to cry to Hashem. So she took that all on herself, that pain. So she loses all of her children. So it was because you stick your hand into a fire, l'shem shamayim, it's not going to burn you. It's a fire. Oh no, there's a fire. The tsar of another human being. There's a fire. So there's no way to avoid the fact that you've done something. Doesn't matter for what reason you did it, but the bottom line is, what you did was taking advantage of a vulnerability that person had. There's no way to avoid the impact of that vulnerability. It's not begetter din, so in a chinami, when it was chomat anach, it wasn't a din. Okay. That was his Yom Kippur speech, anyway. Every Yom Kippur. That's what he focused on. It's not that you're punished. That's what he's saying. It's not punishment. It's that this is the reality of it. You have created that vulnerability in yourself that destroys you.
If I remember the answer, okay, why is he the owner of the last time that
We see what his Skyrim was like. Yeah. Tan Rabbanan, Hama'ane Tager, someone who is over, on a ger, is over b'shlosha lavim. He's going to be over on three separate lavim, as we'll see in a moment. V'alochatso, somebody who pressures a ger, to pay back a loan or whatever the situation is over b'shnei lavim. I don't get it. The Ma'an is over on 3Y. Dechtiv shlosh alavim, v'ger lo tone, v'chi yogur itcha ger be'artzechem. Lo tonu oto, v'lo tonu ishet amito. And you're saying, even though, I mean, because it doesn't say three times not to be tonei at ager. You're obviously including the posik of amito, and he's also included in amito. So you're saying, really, it's two specific dinim in ger. And one which would have applied to anybody, even if it wasn't a ger. But that means you're going to be over it three times. So if you're including that, then the same thing is true about pressuring him. Lo chatzonamish lo shaktim. Velo tilchatzenu. So one is ger lo toner, velo tilchatzenu. The ger, then there's a separate one, which is the ger lo tilchatz. And then there's the general one about anybody. Velo tielo kenoshe. You lent your friend money. So in kesef tavet ami, so then lo tielo kenoshe, even though it doesn't say ger. But that's still chatzenu, isn't it? I mean, to be noshe, and to keep saying, so where's the money I lent you? That's exactly the same thing as still chatzenu. So how come you don't have three over there? So that's also shlosha, because a ger is bichlal. So that means it's bishlosha. So Ela, you're right, says the Gemara, chatzeh ve'chatzeh bishlosha. That was an oversight that lo tonu, that lo tuchatzenu is indeed included in lo tielo kenoshe. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Mibnei Mahi Zirat Torah, Bishloshim Veshesh Bikomot. Why do we find 36 different places? Or some say 46 different places. There's a whole discussion among the Mefarshim. What this Machlokas is and what is it? What is being included? What isn't included? Tosfos says that the 46 includes every mention of comparison to Gerim. So remember, Atayadatas Nefesh HaGer, or remember that Geir may eat the Beretz Mitzrayim, because all of that includes the idea of note the vulnerability, even though I'm not telling you, and don't do this, don't do that, but if I'm telling you to note it, so obviously you're supposed to be sensitive, so then that means there would be 46 places where you're sensitive. Other Rishenim learn that the Machlokes is whether to include places where not only a ger is mentioned, but where other vulnerable people are mentioned. So where an ani is mentioned, almana is mentioned. So if we include vulnerability in general, so then it would be 46 places. Okay, but why is the Torah so makbid on that? Because mipneshi surora. It's because when someone comes from a difficult place, it's very easy for him to get back there. Because that's his makor. And if you're going to make him feel that he doesn't belong, so then he just gives up. My dichtiv, v'ger lo toneh v'lo tichatzenu, ki gerim eitem v'eretz Mitzrayim. So what's the relationship to your being a ger v'eretz Mitzrayim? Says Rabbi Natan, mum shebechal tomar l'chavircha. You view this as a vulnerability in him that you could take advantage of. It's very nice when you're living in a glass house to be throwing stones. So mum shebechal tomar l'chavircha. For heaven's sakes, what an idiocy. Because what it means is that you're blind to your own vulnerabilities. So in the end, you're just making yourself look like a fool. V'hainad amri inshin is a beautiful saying that expresses that. If you are a member of a family that had a hanging, and everybody remembers, granddaddy was hung. Don't tell your friend, could you do me a favor and hang up the fish in the kitchen? That's the first thing they're thinking about. So you're not thinking about it because you've managed to stuff it under the carpet. Any reference at all, believe me that that's the first thing that everybody hears. And not to recognize that. This is exactly the same. So you're going to go now, and you're going to talk to the ger as if not everyone remembers you're just a kite. That's basically the way they look at it. So where do you come from? What exactly did you go through that turned you into what you are? So you look like a fool, that's all. So lo neima leila chavrei zakiv benita. You shouldn't even tell your friend, hang up a fish in the kitchen. Hang up my jacket. There's one word you want to avoid. It's a great saying. I think these are very important points that he's raising. To make sure that the ger feels more than a ger, because be'etzem he feels as if he is a stranger. So memela, the surora itself, means that he's going to go back. So it's because he recognizes that, and the same thing that l'balamei shelo yirad lishtakea. When we're saying that, we're saying to Paro, we know we don't belong here. That's exactly the point. So we don't view ourselves as Mitzrim. Okay. Omar Marzuta Bar Tuvia Omarav, Viamila Omar of Hanabar Bizna, Omar Bishum Hasida, Vamla Omar of Yochan, Bishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Noah Lola Adam Shiapilat Malikipshana Ishva Yabin Pene Havero Barabi Minole Mitamar, Tiv Himutset, Vishal Chal Hamia, Vomar Omar of Hanana, Breder of Idi, Maidech Tiv, Volotonu Ishet Amito. Amito means im sheito. So im sheitcha b'torah v'mitzvah, al tuteyu. Omar Rav li'olam ye adam zehir be'onat ishto, shemitok shedim ata metzuya, then by definition, greater vulnerability is greater ona'a, so ona'ata krova. Omar Rav yelazar miyom shenecha rav beit ha-migdash ninalu sh'arei tefila, shenema gam ki ezak v'ashavea satan tefilati. ואף על פי ששערי תפילה ננעלו, שערי דמעות לא ננעלו, שנאמר, שמעה תפילתי השם משוועתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש. ואומר רב, כל ההולך בעצת אשתו נופל בגיהנום, שנאמר, לא, רק לא היה כאחיו, אשר הסעת אותו, איזבל אשתו, תסביר. אומר לרפוב לבייב, ואמרי, אם שאית אתך, גוצה, גחין ותוכוש לה, לא קשה במילי די אלמה, במילי די ביתה, לשלחנו במילי די שמיה, ובמילי די אלמה. אומר רב חיסטו, כל השערים ננעלים, חוץ בשערי הונאה, שאומר, הרי השם, הנה השם ניצב החומת ענך, ובידו ענך. אומר רבי אלעזר, הכל נפרע בידי שליח, חוץ מהונאה השם, ובידו ענך. אומר רבי אבו, שלושה הנה פרגוד ננעל בפניהם, הונאה וגזל ועבודה זרה, עונה דכתיב ובידו ענך, גזל דכתיב חמאס ושוד, ישמע בעל פניי תמיד, עבודת זרה דכתיב עמה מקצים אותי על פניי תמיד. אומר רבי ילד לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בתבואה בתוך ביתו, שאין מריבה מצויה בתוך ביתו של אדם, אלא על עסקי תבואה, שנאמר שם גבולך שלום, חלב חיתי מיסביאך. אומר רבי פבאין אדם רינשי, כי משלם שערי מקעדה, נקש ואתי תגרו בביתה. גם רב חינן אבר פופ לעולם יהיה אדם זוהר בתבואה בתוך ביתו, שלא נקראו ישראל דלים, אלא על עסקי תבואה, שנאמר, והיה עם זרה ישראל ועלה מדיין, ונצז ויחנו עליהם, וכתיבה ידעו ישראל מאוד מפני מדיין. אומר רבי חלבו לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בכבוד אשתו, שאין ברכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של אדם אלא בשביל אשתו, שנאמר, ולעברה מטיב בעבורה, והיינו דיאמר לו רב ולבני מחוזה, או קירו לנה שייכו, כי איך תתעטרו. צענתם, חתכו חוליות, ונתן חול בין חוליה לחוליה, רב אליעזר מתאר, וחכמים מתאמים. וזהו תנור של אחנאי, מה אחנאי? אומר רבי יונה משמור, שיקיפו דברים כאחנה זו, ותימו, תנו באותו היום, השיב רב אליעזר, כל תשובות שבעולם ולא קיבלו ממנו. אמר להם, אם הלכה כמותי, חרוב זה יוכיח, דעקר חרוב ממקומו מהאמה, אמר לה, 400 אמרה, אמרו לו, הם מביאים ראייה מן החרוב. חזר ואמר להם, אם הלכה כמותי, אמת המים יוכיחו. חזרו אמת המים לאחוריהם, אמרו לו, הם מביאים ראייה מאמת המים. חזר ואמר להם, הלכה כמותי, כותלי בית המדרש יוכיחו. איתו כותלי בית המדרש ליפו גער בהם רב יהושע. אמר להם, אם תמני חכמים מנצחים זה את זה בהלכה, אתם מה תבכם כאן? לא נפלו מפני קודש של יהושע, לא זקפו מפני קודש של אליעזר, ועדיין מתים ועומדים. חזר ואמר להם, אם הלכה כמותי מן השמיים יוכיחו. יד סתבת קוף אמרה, מה לכם עצר רב אליעזר? שהלכה כמותו בכל מקום, עמד רב יהושע רגליו ואמר, לא בשמיים היא. מה לא בשמיים היא? אומר רבי ירמיה, כבר ניתנה תורה מהר סיני ואין לנו משגיחים בבת קול, שכבר כתבת בהר סיני בתורה אחרי רבים לעתות. אך אשכר רבי נתן אליהו אומר לי, מה יאהבת קודשו בריך באיש הייתה? אומר לי, כחייך, ואומר, ניצחוני בניי, ניצחוני בניי. אומרו, אותו היום הביאו כל תארות שתיאר רבי אליעזר ושרפון באש, ונמנו עליו וברכוהו. ואמרו, מי ילך ויודיעו? אמר להם רבי עקיבא, אני אלך. שמילך אדם שאינו הגון ויודיעו, נמצא מחריב את כל העולם כולו. מה עשה רבי עקיבא לבש שחורים, נתעטף שחורים, וישב לפניו בריחוק 400. אמר לו רבי אליעזר, עקיבא, מה היום מימים? אמר לו רבי, כי מדומה לי שחברים מדינים איתך. אף הוא קרא בגדה וחלץ מן עליו ונשמר וישב אגבי כקרקע. זולגו עיניו דמעות לקה עולם שליש בזיתים, שליש בחיתים ושליש בזורים, ויש אומרים אב בצק שבידי שאישה תפך. תנא אח גדול היה באותו היום, שבכל מקום שנתן בו עיניו רב אליעזר נשרף, ואף רב גמליאל היה בא בספינה, אמר עליו נחשול לטבעו, אמר כמדומה לי, שאין זה אלא בשביל רב אליעזר בן הורקניס. אמר הרגליו לי, אמר ריבונו של עולם, גלוי וידוע לפניך שלא לכבודי עשיתי, ולא לכבוד בית הבא עשיתי, אלא לכבודך, שלא ירבו מחלוקות בישראל, נח היה מזעפו. עם השולם, אז דוד את הרב אליעזר, was the act of רב גמליאל. מההוא מעשה ואילך לו הרי שפקל אל רב אליעזר מפל על אלפי. ההוא יומה was ראשי ערכה, והחליף לבין מולי לחוסר, יקרי אמרי, אל תעני אבקוי הבבה, אפיק אלי ריפתה, אשכחתי לנפל על אנפי, אמר לי, קום קטלית לאחי, עד אחי נפק שיפור מבית רב גמליאל, תשוחי, ואמר לה, מנה ידעת, אמר לי, כך מקובלני מבית אבי הבא, כל השערים ננעלים חוץ משערי הונאה. תנו רבונן המענה את הגר עובר בשלוש אלבים, הלוחצו עובר בשניים. מה יש לו מענה? תכתיב שלוש אלבים, גר לא תונה, כי הגור איתך גר בהתחלה לא תונו אותו, לא תונו איש את עמיתו וגר בכלל עמיתו. זאת אומרת, נצשור בהלוחצו נעה משלוש אקטיבי. לא תלחצנו, גר לא תלחץ, ברירוסס לא תהיה לו כנושה, which includes the גרס בכלל. אלא יחד זה ויחד זה בשלושה. תני רב אליעזר הגדול אומר, מפני מה הזהירה תורה ב-36 מקומות, ואמר לו ב-46 מקומות בגר? מפני שסורו רע. מה יכתיב הגר לא תונה ולא תחצנו, כי גרים הייתם ארץ מצרים. תני רבי נתן אומר, מום שבך, אל תאמר לחברך. והיינו דאמרי אינשיף, כדי זוקף לזקיף בדיוק כה. לא נאמר לך וזוקף בנית איבן.